Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome in, everybody. This is One Dream Radio coming to you live. I am Jared Rogel, the general manager of One Dream Zero Distraction. Check us out online at 1DZDElite.com. That's 1DZDElite.com. We are right back after this with tonight's show.
Hi, my name is Mandy Ogle. I'm a professional softball player for the Pennsylvania Rebellion. I wear 3-2 cleats because they're comfy, light, plus they look good, and what girl doesn't want that? Visit the website at www.3and2sports.com.
One Dream Zero Distraction.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Beyond measure.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
This is Whitney Aaron, and you're listening to One Dream Radio.
And this is One Dream Radio. As I said, my name is Jared Rogel. I'm the general manager of One Dream Zero Distraction. Again, make sure you guys visit www.1dzdelite.com. That's 1dzdelite.com. And we continue the countdown to the 2016 One Dream Awards, which will be held on Saturday, December 10th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Really quick, want to go through the different awards we have. A lot of great sponsors for this event, so we want to mention them right off the bat tonight. Tanner T's Rise Award, the BSN Foundation Resiliency Award, which is being given to former New Orleans Saint football player Steve Gleason, the Hitting Guru 3D Trailblazer Award, which is going to former LSU and UL head softball coach Yvette Girard, the Strive Softball Icon Award going to current University of Michigan head softball coach Carol Hutchins, the Long Stretch Elite Life Award going to Leah Amico, the iSport Impact Award going to current LSU head coach Beth Tarina, the Elite Prospects Rising Star Award, and then our current client awards, the E1 Client of the Year, 3-2 Sports Softball Client of the Year, iSport Soccer Client of the Year, Brewski Sports Cafe International Athlete of the Year, Juke Performance Rookie of the Year, the CoachWild.com Batting Champion has already been named. It's obviously Sammy Fagan for the outstanding year that she had in her rookie season with International Pro Fast Pitch. The iSport Coach of the Year, Just Heart Apparel Player's Choice Award. And remember, that one was actually voted on by members of the NPF, players in the NPF, that are not currently signed with One Dream Zero Distraction. They chose the finalists as well as the winner. Very interesting to find out who that will be. The Mizuno Defensive Player of the Year has already been handed out to Elisa Goller from the Pennsylvania Rebellion. The Maverick Artist Sports Elite Performance Award for Best Performance in the NPF Championship Series has already been handed out. That went to Angel Bunner of the Chicago Bandits, and the Brian Kane Peak Performance Breakthrough Client of the Year. And the last award is the Pinnacle Fast Pitch Community Award going to Miranda Kramer. So the rest of those, I didn't announce who's getting them. Those announcements will be made live on Saturday, December 10th in New Orleans, Louisiana. We will also be announcing the Icon Award winner for 2017, as well as the Elite Life Award winner for 2017 that evening as well. But joining me on the line right now here on One Dream Radio, former University of Washington softball player and the first client to sign for the 2016 softball class for One Dream Zero Distraction, Courtney Gaino. Courtney, welcome in.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Jared.
So, Courtney, let's jump right in this. First of all, you were poised to have and on track to have possibly the best season of your career with the Huskies before a season-ending ACL injury. But it wasn't – you weren't actually alone, though, because the entire season pretty much you had your head coach sitting right next to you in the dugout. What kind of discussions did you and Coach Tarr have while you were both injured during the season?
It's actually really interesting that I was, you know, able to kind of relate to her when it came to our ACL, because it was just crazy that they both happened. But as soon as it happened, I kind of looked to her as someone that I can just talk to about it and can relate to. And as I think with like conversations and stuff, it was just more of the of something where we just had more of a bond, and we were there for each other and to really relate. And when that happened, it was one of those things where I just asked, what can I do for the team? You know, what do you need me to do? And so she led me and had me do, you know, a few things that the team needed, scouting and all that. And for a while, I was trying to get back to playing with the ACL torn. Obviously, that didn't happen because I ended up tearing my meniscus when I tried to play with a torn ACL. Wouldn't really recommend playing with a torn ACL. It's a little dangerous, but no, it was great. I mean, it was an unfortunate event, but it was really good to have someone that had just been through it, and she was a couple months ahead of me, so it was nice to see that where I'll be in a couple months. So that was nice.
When you look back on just your college career, what is the biggest thing that you learned while you were part of the UW family?
What I would say the most important thing I learned was just doing what's best for the team. I played almost a different position every single year. And, you know, you come into college and you usually have a set position on your travel ball teams or whatever you played your whole life. And it was one of those things where I just had to do what was best for the team. And that's what really made me grow and learning to compete. And I think the coaches, JT, Coach Glasso, I mean, we had a couple different coaches and Coach Tara that were just really helped me with that. And, you know, they taught me that it didn't matter where I was on the field or in the lineup or even when I was hurt on the bench, it was just do what's best for the team. And I think that really helped me grow as a person and obviously as a player, but as a person off the field too.
We hear so much about great advice that Coach Tarr gives to her players and just how she talks about, you know, excelling not only on the field but in life, which, as you know, is something that 1DZD is very, very heavy on. What's some of the best advice about just being able to excel both on the field and also in life that Coach Tarr gave you?
One thing that pops in my mind is how you do anything is how you do everything, because that relates to on and off the field. Is how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're going to be lazy in the classroom, that kind of shows what person you are outside the classroom. How you are on the field or how you are at home, that relates to how you are everywhere else. So, yeah, how you do anything is how you do everything. And I hold that motto close to me, and I use that in my life. Because if you're going to be a hardworking or a great person, you need to do that in every aspect of life. You know, you have to be consistent with that. So, yeah, I think that's one of the main things that pop into my mind.
Al, you had a chance to play with some great players at UW, some of whom are playing in the NPF now, some or a couple who have played in the NPF and have also played on the international level as well. When you look at your time at UW, what do you think prepares you the best? What did you go through at UW that prepared you the best to possibly be an NPF player?
We're just competing at the highest level. Our expectations, well, we say that there is, we don't put a limit on our expectations, but I would say that's what gets us to where we are, is because we learn to compete. We learn to play at the highest level. Our schedule is amazing. The people that we play, going to the World Series or going to Super Regionals. And I think that just what our coaches teach us and the level of play that they teach us, just being a pro on and off the field, I think that definitely helps at the highest level. And that's how, and not only people coming out of UW that play in the NPF or have formerly played in the NPF or international, it's just the people that come out of UW, you know, as a person. I think that we're just prepared for the future. And that has a lot to do with just what our program expects of us and what it means to be a UW athlete, what it means to be a UW softball player.
So before we get in, before we take a short break and then come back on the other side of the break and talk more about your path to the NPF and what you've been doing this fall, give us a little outlook on what the 2017 UW softball team is going to be like. What are your expectations? How do you see 2017 turning out for the Huskies?
I see 2017 and the future just being amazing for the Huskies. You know, every year just the players just buy in, and it's so fun to watch. And this is going to be the first year that I get to watch off the field, and I'm just absolutely excited. And they have a bunch of studs, and they've been just doing so much to prepare. So it's been fun to watch them during the off season and during the fall. And I just think it's going to be a great year. And they're, like we said, you can't really put expectations on it because that would be limiting. They're going to be amazing, and it's going to be fun for all of us to watch. And I think that just being in the Pac-12, and now I think that people, like, the Pac-12 almost has something to prove now, and that really is actually fun for us, because I don't know if that's really the case, but that's fun for us because now I see them in the World Series and I see them competing, and it's almost like a, you know, like SEC Pac-12 kind of thing, and now I could see it off the field and watch that. But absolutely, I don't even know how to say it. I just know that UW is going to be great, and they always will be.
Now, Courtney, you may not answer this, and I don't expect you to, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Who is your favorite player on the 2017 UW roster?
I don't have a favorite player.
Not football either, because we all know that answer. Who is it for softball?
No, I don't have a favorite player. I don't know the rookies very well, obviously, only from their visits. But I'm very close with a few of the girls. I don't have a favorite. I'm very close with Taryn, just because she was committed for so long. And so I was kind of there to mentor her, and we got very close. And it's kind of like a sister thing. So I have to say I'm very close with her, but picking a favorite, that's hard. That's a great team. That's a bunch of amazing girls. So that's hard to pick.
This is Wondering Radio. We're back right after this.
Hi, my name is Mandy Ogle. I'm a professional softball player for the Pennsylvania Rebellion. I wear 3-2 cleats because they're comfy, light. Plus, they look good, and what girl doesn't want that? Visit the website at www.3n2sports.com.
1-3-0 distractions.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Beyond measure.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
This is Whitney Aaron, and you're listening to One Dream Radio.
And we're back here live on One Dream Radio. Really quick before we bring Courtney back in, want to give another shout out to all of our sponsors for the 2016 One Dream Awards. They are Tanner Tees, BSN Foundation, Hitting Guru 3D, Stripe Softball, Launch Elite Prospects, E1, 3N2 Sports, Brewski Sports Cafe, Juke Performance, CoachWild.com, Just Heart Apparel, Mizuno, Mavericks Artist Sports, and Brian King Peak Performance, as well as Pinnacle Fast Pitch. So, Courtney, let's talk about this now. Your path to the NPF, you are what everybody is considering right now, way ahead of schedule. Teams are already showing interest. Let everybody know, first of all, kind of how you're doing, what you've been doing, and when you think you'll be back to 100%.
What have I been doing is, I would say that I am ahead of schedule, but I have been careful lately just because I don't want any setbacks. And, you know, I do want to get back on the field as fast as possible, but I don't necessarily have to do that because I will have some time before season. I would say enough time to get back to 100%. So I was definitely way ahead of schedule. I was training down in Huntington Beach, and they have actually like a program to where it's like an ACL. I think it's a 5-month program to get back and be 100% at 5 months. So I did that for a couple months when I was down in California for the summer. I got back up to Seattle. I slowed it down just a little bit just to be safe and careful. And last week I started hitting again, and I feel great. I'm taking that slowly just because there really is no rush as of right now. I want to get back into it and do what I need to do to be where I need to be. So I would say 100% at probably 8 months. I'm about 6 months right now, but I would say back on the field, you know, fielding ground balls or playing defense, playing offense like I was before, I would say about 8 months. So 2 more months until then. So as of right now, I'll be hitting, I'll be getting back into live, and I'm going to have UW there to help me, which is very nice because they don't have to do that. I think Coach Glasso is going to help me get back into it. I could hopefully train a little bit with Coach Tarr and Jen Salling as she's training. So it's going to be really nice, just the support around me, and I'm so blessed to have that. And so hopefully it's pretty soon. It's been a long process, but I would say 8 months at 100%.
When you look at, you know, who you are, not only as a person but as an athlete, for these teams in the NPF that are considering bringing you into their organization, you know, what would you tell them? Why should they bring you in?
Like I said before, just from being at UW, I learned that, you know, you always do what's best for the team. It doesn't matter. So I will play any position you want me to play, anywhere you want me. I'll do anything you need me to do. And also being able to play those positions and having that experience in college, you know, I was our shortstop, and then I was our third baseman, and I was our catcher, and I was our first baseman. So having that experience, I think, helps me when it comes to that. But like I said, just doing what's best for the team on and off the field, you know, I'm there to build great relationships with the girls, and hopefully win it all with whatever team I'm with. So, yeah, I would say that just what I brought from college, I think that's a great thing. And I think that the girls that come from UW, I think that they bring something special to the table, and that's why they're so successful in the league.
Now, Courtney, I'm going to ask you this to end the show. What would it mean for you to sign a contract for the NPF and not just be on an NPF team, but actually be part of an NPF team and part of the NPF?
Kind of hard to describe that just thinking about it, because it would just mean so much to me. this is what I've wanted to do, and now this is what I work for every single day to get back to. You know, I've been training. This is what I'm training for, really. This gives me my reason. This is my why right now, is to be on an NPF team and be a part of the NPF. And also with my family, it would mean a lot for them. And my mom played professionally too, and she was on the Bandits. And so that, I think that would just be amazing to be a part of something that she was a part of, not necessarily on that team, I'm not sure, but you know, any team, that would be amazing for me to kind of, you know, be like with that legacy, just hold on to that and carry it on. I can't really describe it, but it would be an amazing feeling and definitely will bring tears. Definitely.
Oh, actually, Courtney, one more question, if I can, before we end the show. Biggest advice that you have for future gen athletes out there that are going to hear this interview?
I would say that don't let anything knock you down. And if it does knock you down, you got to get right back up, because I went through injuries, illnesses, and so many athletes do, and they get discouraged. And it's okay to sometimes get in your feelings and be a little discouraged, but hey, don't let that set you back. You get right back up and you keep working towards what you were working for, because you can always come back stronger. And I would also say, just be grateful for what you have. You know, when you're playing and maybe things aren't going right, hey, look around you. Be grateful for your teammates. Be grateful for where you're at. I think that sometimes we take it for granted with our sports, because, you know, we have this opportunity to play. We have this opportunity to be with all these amazing people, and sometimes we just focus on the negatives, you know, if we're in a slump or if, you know, just anything is going wrong, if our coach is being mean to us. Hey, look at the positives around you. There's so much beauty. There's so many amazing things. And just life will be so much better when you focus on everything great that's happening. So I think that would be my two little nuggets today.
Courtney, listen, it's been awesome working for you so far. I know we've got a long way to go, and we've got a lot of greatness coming from you in the future as a professional softball player. So definitely wish you all the best, and hopefully we'll have you on very shortly again here on One Dream Radio to make an announcement about which NPF team you are going to be playing for in 2017.
Thank you. It was really great to be on here, and hopefully I get to announce that pretty soon. Hopefully that happens soon, and I'm really excited, and I'm just thankful for you guys and thankful for the supporters, and I just appreciate it, and thank you again.
And that'll do it for One Dream Radio tonight. Don't forget to check out One Dream Zero Distraction online at www.1dzdelite.com. That's www.1dzdelite.com. For the owner and founder of One Dream Zero Distraction, Andre Berry II, and everybody here at 1DZD, this is 1DZD General Manager Jared Rogel signing off. Later times, everybody.